Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for. This episode, we've got to be very cautious because one of our guests is trying to stay spoiler-free, totally spoiler-free for the new film. So if you've got questions at the end, you've got to make sure that they're very... This guy's very powerful in show business and he can crush me, okay? Please welcome one of our guests from Tripod, Stephen Gates. It's Gatesy! And our other guest, one of our most controversial, it's Jonathan Schuster!
The Shoe!
So how are we going to do this? Because you usually talk about the actors and stuff in the new one. How are we going to do this podcast without... You haven't even seen the trailer.
No. I'm trailer free. I've been trailer free now for 18 months. That's an all films.
You were a trailer free a year before the trailer came out. We were all trailer free for
I'm
the first
I'm all trailer
year.
Free. Star Wars does mean a lot to me, and so I'm not going to see or hear about one thing.
Okay, because I went to see Guardians of the Galaxy with... I hadn't seen the trailer.
Same.
And I knew it was a comic book. Mm. And I sort of went more out of... Like, I always go see the Marvel films, but we went more because we were in LA and we wanted to go to the Arclight, which is just an amazing film experience. It's like, it makes you want to dress up to go to the cinema. It's a very classy place and they do it super well. And after the film, they actually had a bonus feature.
Right.
They had interviews with the stars of Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, right. It was like a DVD. It was awesome.
Nice
it was
one.
So good.
After the film, you saw it.
Right after the credits and the secret.
So you saw Guardians of the Galaxy completely cold. You didn't know anything about it. You hadn't seen a thing.
Nah.
How good is it?
Oh, it's fucking amazing.
It's just much better.
Yeah,
I don't even want to know who's in it. You know, I want to be surprised by all the cameos and things. You know?
But don't you think that part of the fun is frothing over all those little tidbits?
Yeah, I think speculation is lots of fun, but I it just damages my enjoyment of the surprise, and I'm all about surprise lately.
How did you go into the prequels?
There was that great trailer where the what are the creatures coming out of the mist? You know that first one?
The Gungans.
Gungans, that's it.
On the Kadoo?
Yes.
Anyone help me out with that one?
Schuster?
Did you have it?
Obi-Wan.
Kadoo? Yeah. Thank you, Kadoo. I was pretty close.
Just default to Obi-Wan.
Can I go back a
Imagine
second?
Imagine that though, if the trailer did start, we hadn't seen Star Wars for, I don't know, how long was it, 20 years or something, and all these Gungans come out of the mist riding Kenobi.
I think that's a joke, but I don't really get it. But can I go back to when you saw Guardians of the Galaxy at the cinema?
Yeah.
Did it say, stick around for the behind the scenes, or did you watch it to the credits ended and just be like, oh, I might keep waiting around like a nerd and watch the last bit? Like, did it tell you that there was going to be special features afterwards, or you sat through the whole credit and you're like, oh, that's cool?
Well, it's a Marvel film, so there's more often than not, there's going to be a little Easter egg at the
end. Easter egg there. Yeah.
So I sat there like a nerd.
Yeah, yeah.
And not like a nerd, as a nerd.
Yeah. And it was great.
So what's your first memory of Star Wars, Gatesy?
Like many others my age, I was 5 It was 1977.
Like many others
old.
At my age, I was five.
Yeah, keep listening. And the cinema on Bourke Street, just I remember it was the first queue I'd ever been in. The expectation was so high. There was a couple of ads on television, I remember, and a couple of kids at school had the figures. But the expectation lining up was palpable. And the first Long Time Ago in a Galaxy Far, Far Away came up, and then the music just hits you like a hammer. And it was like, I'm going to be a Star Wars fanatic from this point on.
I always, even as a youngster, or especially as a youngster, that A Long Time Ago in a Galaxy Far, Far Away, it was just like, how long ago? Whereabouts? Be a bit more specific. I'd like to get there, please.
Yeah. I actually, on the way here on the tram, because I knew you were going to possibly bring up trailers, I looked at the original Star Wars trailer. And it's great. Like, this is... It doesn't spoil anything apart from sets the scene and sets the tone. But the guy, he says, this could be happening right now in a galaxy far away. And you're going, fuck, really? That's great. Really? Spaceships and shit? That's awesome.
But that ad is...
A story of rebellion and romance.
That trailer is dripped in acid. It's very awesome. Bizarre.
It's great.
And it doesn't feature like any John Williams music or anything like that. It's very bizarre.
It's silent. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys seen that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to watch it. It's just, I don't know. It's just a really different tone of film.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was, different time. They were trying to, from the indie auteur sort of director speak of the 70s, this was the biggest sort of blockbuster that ever sort of hit the screens, really. I mean, maybe Lawrence of Arabia, perhaps. I don't know. But this was the biggest thing, especially for a kid.
Mm.
And it really, you walked into a cinema after that time expecting a blockbuster of that might, which did happen with Indiana Jones and other LucasArts films.
Mm.
But no, Star Wars. And the next 2 years, talking, speculating, knowing nothing about Empire Strikes Back, and that moment when... of course, Darth Vader says, I am your father, blowing this little mind by what, 8 years old, I think it was. And I'm going, he's a robot, dude. Darth Vader is an evil robot, isn't he? Like, isn't he a man? Like, this is incredible.
Yeah, because back then you didn't even know what the stormtroopers were.
No.
Like, you were just like, are they robots underneath?
But, who knows? Yeah.
What's the first scene in the first Star Wars? So after the credits at the start, what's it open on?
It opens with the blockade runner. And then the Star Destroyer that goes over the camera.
Oh, that really long shot of the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of the most iconic shots in film history, Jonathan.
I've seen that, what's that take of it? That comedy version of Star Wars?
Spaceballs.
I've seen that. That was pretty good. but at the start, it shows that ship for like 2 minutes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a take on. Yeah, it's very funny. Yeah. Oh, and then the little things with the shiny eyes in the desert. Yeah?
R2-D2?
No.
Oh, the Jawas.
Yeah.
The shiny eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Cool.
Nice.
I'm just learning. I'm getting into it. Yeah, yeah.
You seem like the worst, like, witness to a crime.
Yeah.
That dude with the head.
Yeah.
He was there.
Evidence is
for evidence. Aren't you worried, though? How are you going to handle it in December when the, like, every mall and every supermarket aisle is going to be Star Wars down?
I just have to stay indoors still. I just have to really lock down. I looked at what was the big robot movie, Robots and Pacific Rim.
Oh, yeah.
I got upset driving past a billboard because I saw a massive robot and a massive monster. I'm going, fuck. I know what they look like now. I don't want to know what they look like. You know? So, yeah, come December, I'm going to be rooted. And when I told you that I haven't seen the trailer, I remember being at the Comics Lounge and you were talking to Hammo. Hammo loves speculating. He's a really good speculator. And but I just had to walk away from the conversation like a dick. I'm just going to be a lonely man.
That's right. That was at the Bucks party, yeah?
Yeah.
So we're at a Bucks party on the day that
the trailer came out.
And we're at the Comics Lounge for Limo's Bucks party. And me and Hammo are lighting up the Bucks party with our Star Wars discussion. So many other people walked away from our chat as well, but for really different reasons.
Yeah, probably to see the strippers.
Yeah. those strippers had many spoilers.
Many spoilers. Forget it.
So which is your favourite film, Gatesy?
Well, Empire, I guess, really. I think it's changed, though, because I'm a massive fan of the CGI animated series Clone Wars. I think they nailed it, and especially that time between... You know, the worst movies, yeah, we know. But really nailing the Jedi and really, really telling amazing stories in that world. And like I even, Jar Jar Binks, there's an episode of Jar Jar Binks that is hilarious where he basically wins an entire battle by fucking up the entire time.
That's called the Phantom Menace.
But he, you go, wow, he's a really strong comic character. They just screwed it up in the movies, but... I think Clone Wars for me is my favourite sort of Star Wars universe.
Really?
Not the movie, the series, the television series.
Yeah.
And Rebels is really good too. That's just come out. Isn't it great?
Love the Rebels.
Get your episode 4, GBs.
I just found, like especially in the end of Phantom Menace, there's too much tripping over to win the battle. Like, I would have much rather if Jar Jar was a little bit more like... directive of what, like he sort of knew what he was doing a little bit more. There's too many, he trips over too many times to save the day.
Yeah, it's impossible to believe he'd have that position of power just because he's part of the smaller cast.
Okay, but keep in mind that Australia does have Christopher Pine.
That's true. That is true.
To hear the full episode along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Thank you. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.